God is always balancing everything out in our lives because he's made that commitment. In ourselves, we may feel incomplete. In ourselves, we may feel imperfect. In ourselves, we may feel short. But God came to create a balance. Amen? He says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is life, everlasting. It's a gift. It's not something that we worked for. It's something that God gifted us with. And we need to, at all times, come into that place of balance. If you can look at it this way, let's say there is a chemical reaction that needs to take place for a particular thing to be in a state of balance, and if it drops 1 degree down or 1 degree above, it's going to create an explosion and disaster. God is in that realm always working to make sure that we don't go past. When we come into agreement with him, he's always working with us to will and to do his good pleasure. He's restoring us constantly. He's balancing us out, making certain that we flow with him at all times. Because not to flow with him means disaster. And God has not called us to death. He has called us from death to life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Well, today we're going to continue with our study through the book of Matthew. Tonight's Bible study will be our last for the year, and then we'll pick up again in the new year. You'll receive announcements about when that date will be. Amen? Hallelujah. Actually, you can mark it as the second Wednesday of the month. Second Wednesday. Last week, we stopped at verse 13, and this week we pick up from verse 14 of Matthew 9. Matthew 9 and verse 14. It says, then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast off, but thy disciples fast not? That's something remarkable. First of all, they were able, these disciples of John the Baptist and the Pharisees, looked at the disciples of Jesus and said, these guys don't fast. And we're always fasting. What's with this? How come we're always fasting and they don't fast? And they are experiencing miracles. We're fasting, we get nothing. They're fasting, or rather, they're not fasting, and things are going okay. Something's wrong with this picture. Why? What's going on here? Why aren't your people fasting? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come. And if he says the days will come, it means the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them. And then shall they fast. In essence, he's saying, as long as the bridegroom is with them, they don't need to fast. But if the bridegroom is taken away from them, they're going to have to fast. Then he says, no man putteth a piece of new cloth onto an old garment, for or because that which is put in to fill up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Basically saying, if you have an old outfit, worn out, and there's a hole, you don't go get new cloth and patch it. He says that that new cloth is going to wreck the old one, make things worse. So instead of you making things better, you're actually making things worse. What on earth is going on here? I thought we were talking about fasting and not fasting. Interesting. Let's continue. It goes on. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break and the wine runneth out and the bottles perish. So two destructions happen here. The bottles perish, the wine is wasted. He says, however, but they put new wine into new bottles, and there's no damage that way. And both are preserved. The wine is preserved, and the bottle is preserved. What are we talking about? Your disciples don't fast, and we fast. Well, I tell you what, as long as the bridegroom is around, the guests don't need to be fasting. It's party time. But when the bridegroom is gone, there's nobody funding the party anymore, then I guess you need to fast then. He says there's going to come the time when that happens. And then he says, you don't put new cloth to patch old situations. Is the new cloth the fasting or not fasting? This is one of the most interesting passages in Scripture, because if you don't understand what he's talking about, it is utterly confusing. This doesn't make any sense. It makes sense about the cloth, it makes sense about the wine. Well, what is the connection between that and the fasting and not fasting? What is the connection between these two? Now, if you don't understand the reason for fasting, then you lose it completely. Now, to understand fasting a little bit, we'll go to another passage that is very confusing and misunderstood. But if we slow down a little bit, we'll get the picture and we can come back to this particular passage and then pull both of them together. The passage is in Matthew. Let's look at Mark. Mark chapter 9. It's repeated in Matthew 17, but let's look at Mark 9, beginning to read from verse 23 to 29. Mark 9, 23 to 29. This passage is dealing with a man who just came and asked for his child to be delivered. And the disciples of Jesus could not address the situation. And they're going to ask Jesus about why they couldn't deal with this situation. Why is it that we're not able to cast out this demon that was tormenting this child? What is it? And Jesus says unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that what? Believe it. All things are possible to the one who believes. All things are possible to the one who believes. Verse 24, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine, what? Unbelief. So the Lord is talking about believing and not believing here, right? Okay, let's go on. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was at one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." And then it goes on and says that, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out? Why couldn't we cast him out?" Jesus said at the very beginning, "All things are possible to them that what? Believe." So the context of what he's talking about and addressing is believing. And when people were rushing in there, he dealt with the situation, got rid of it. And now Jesus says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now go back to the where we were, verse 28. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast him out?" Jesus said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And what we have concluded, most believers have concluded, is that that statement, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting," was that this kind of demon possession. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about this kind of you doubting and not believing cannot get out of you without fasting and praying. Are you with me? Okay? So as long as we are together, bridegroom, you don't need to fast. As long as you know and you're connected in faith with me, you're okay. But if you find yourself dropping in faith, as if God is not there, and you need to struggle, he says, watch now. Don't you start doing works and thinking that's how you're going to fix this problem. The act of fasting is to reconnect with the one bridegroom that is there with you. Stick with the bridegroom, and you will never be hungry, and you will never have to fast. But if you feel that bridegroom is out, break down whatever it is that is limiting you to connect in faith, because that's the purpose of fasting. The purpose of fasting is to make sure that you are renewed. You become a new vessel that new wine can be poured into. Because if you, as long as you stay in unbelief, I cannot keep on pouring myself inside you, because it's going to destroy you. And that's why a lot of religious-minded people are destroyed. They want God, but they want to do it by works. No. Your fasting is to shut down your flesh, so that you can hear God clearly. Because as long as the bridegroom is there with you, you can hear him. Yeah? But if he's gone, you can't hear. So fasting is there to help you hear. Fasting is there to help you seek more clearly. So when God is broadcasting, you hear. If you are not hearing God anymore, you need to fast. Say, God, whatever it is that is blocking me and you needs to get out of the way. I need a fresh connection. There's too much static in the line that must get out so I can have a clear picture of what you are doing and saying right now. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, let's continue, because we know faith comes by what? Hearing. So did I take did I at least successfully take away the confusion? All right, praise the Lord. Amen. Now, it says in verse 18, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain